Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is time for an audio vault. I have scoured the internet for the best audio to play for you guys, for Danny and I to react to. If you ever find items that would be good for the audio vault on the show, please send them my way. I'd prefer them to be timely and relevant, but if it's old and there's not a timeliness to it, if it's in the entertainment industry or something, that's just fine. Love a good audio vault on Grant and Danny. Why don't we begin on the diamond where Jackson Holliday made his debut for the Baltimore Orioles last night. But that's not what we're going to discuss. We're going to discuss that he wore number 7. This reminded me a lot of the Joe Theismann, Dwayne Haskins situation, where, if you remember, Theismann's jersey, like a lot of Washington's jerseys, were not retired, but they weren't allowed to be used. And the Orioles do the same bad bit, where the jersey isn't retired, but nobody's been able to wear number 7, which was Cal Ripken Sr.'s number, who was largely responsible for creating the Oriole way. And then you get a phone call from Matt Holliday, if you're Cal, and Cal and Billy got to get on the horn and say, do we want to give Dad's number away to the most hyped prospect in years and years and years? This was Billy Ripken talking about giving Jackson Holliday the go-ahead for number 7 yesterday on MLB Network.
Tell people at home the importance of him wearing number 7.
Yeah, this is interesting because we sat out here a couple weeks ago, right?
And yeah.
Matt texted you.
And Matt texted me.
And threw out the idea of number 7 since I was sitting next to him. My father wore 7.
Yes.
And no one has worn that since we lost him. And I think it was a situation that's kind of funny because I think very respectfully, I know that the Holliday family had kind of made reference to number 7 or whatever else. And my brother did touch base with me actually this morning and says, what do you think? And I said, you know what? If anybody's going to do it, I think that family's going to honor the fact
cool.
that Senior was a part of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it gives us another opportunity to throw Senior out there.
I agree.
So I'm all on board with it.
Danny, here's what I don't like about this.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson Holliday didn't do anything wrong. Dwayne Haskins didn't do anything wrong, I don't think. I think the teams are botching this. That's a terrible spot for the Ripkins.
Totally.
Do they want their dad's number to be worn? Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. I know what it would look like if they said no. I know that if Joe Theismann gets that call from Dwayne Haskins and he says, no, I don't want you to wear number 7, and he's the hyped, beloved new quarterback prospect, it just looks like an old guy who's taking his ball and going home. It's a bad spot to put the Ripkins in. It reminded me a lot of something we dealt with here in the city.
100%. It's not fair. And I don't have a better way to explain it other than that. To put an old, like we comped it with Theismann, and I'll comp it now with Cal and Billy Ripken. They're just minding their business. Billy's doing his analysis. Cal's built like a youth baseball empire, and they're, you know.
I think he's now part of the ownership group, isn't
he? That's right, yeah. So, I mean, all these guys are doing is what they're supposed to do. The fact that it's left to them to answer, because there's no upside. If they're like, actually, we'd prefer you. Because, listen, Jackson Holliday is going to be great. But, like, what if he's not? So now a guy that's not great is the first guy to wear Senior's number, and that's probably pretty important to them and the memory of their dad and you know, and what it means to that organization, a lot of things. It's not a fair ask. It either needs to be retired or this informal retirement thing that is done so often in sports where it now becomes hallowed and you have to have a gatekeeper, where it's like, what if they were like, we don't, like, let's say Jackson Holliday was like the 35th prospect of the Orioles organization coming up this week. And even if he was a dad of a different major leaguer, and they're going, you know what? I don't know if he's worthy. Could you imagine them saying that? No, of course they're just going to be like, of course you can wear it and honor it. I think it's an unfair spot to put these guys in. It needs to be an organizational decision. If you'd like to informally, you know, move on from it, which I would understand, by the way, for someone like Cal Ripken Sr., because you mentioned it culturally and his impact on that organization, what he gave decades of service to, that would be a very reasonable thing to say, we don't want folks to wear it until, let's say, they're with the Orioles for 5+ years at the big league level and have signed like a long-term contract. Then we'll bestow it. It's just an unfair position to put athletes in, and then, or even former athletes.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I just think it's even more simple, succinctly, retire them or don't. Mm-hmm. But there shouldn't be a, we don't wear them if they're not retired. And I have no problem retiring a ton of jersey numbers. The Yankees, I think pretty much every single digit just about at this point,
I know,
is off limits. They're going to run out of uniforms at some point. It's a good thing Judge wears a number in the 90s. But I hate that situation, because even though they were classy, as they always are, the Ripkins kind of did the right thing, yep, and we move forward and no one thinks about it again, it's a situation where they don't have a choice. Joe Theismann, I don't think, really had a choice, because you look bad if you say no.
Yep.
John Calipari, speaking of looking bad, a lot of talent, not a whole lot to show for it in the postseason over the last few years. Well, he has left Kentucky, the unthinkable. He has moved on, and he is now at Arkansas, where he had his introductory press conference, and he delivered one of the most hilarious quotes I've seen in a long time yesterday, where he said, I talked with the team. There is no team, whatever that means.
You know what? I'm jacked about another opportunity. Like, I'm like, let's go. Now, I met with the team. There is no team. So now, I got to... Hunter's really extremely confident, but we got to get a roster together. And some of it is a little bit of everything, but we will. It may take a little longer, because there are kids that put their name in the NBA draft.
I don't know what any of that really meant. I just think it's so funny.
You're confused
when he says, I met with the team. There is no team. What?
No, he explained it very well. With all due respect, I think you missed this. When he told you that some of it is a little bit of everything.
Yeah, what did that mean?
Now, don't you see? Like, where you were confused before. I want to be clear. Some of it. Not all of it. Some of it. Is to define what some of it is, it's a little bit of everything.
Is it all of everything?
No,
some of it?
No, again, you're confused.
No, all of it is some of everything?
Some of it.
Okay.
Like, you're confused as to which portion. Some, not all, not the majority, some of it is a little bit of everything.
But, Darius, I actually want that in your audio folder that you keep and in clips that you play, but just the part where he goes, I met with the team. There is no team.
Because he realized clearly that he'd stepped in it. So now he's like backtracking, and he's got the, oh, my God. Because I understand exactly what he was trying to say. By the way, it doesn't matter. I'll poke fun. But he's basically trying to say, like, we got a lot of work to do before we set foot on the court next winter time. That's a normal thing. We have to go through the process of transfer portal and NBA draft, blah, 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 blah. Very reasonable thought. But it is but funny to be like, I spoke with the team. There is no team.
I met with the team. There is no team.
So good. That's so good.
Some of it, though.
And I get it. Guys are transferring. Yes. Guys coming and going. He mentioned dudes put their name in the portal. I understand. Totally. Except that I don't at all.
I don't get it.
I met with the team. Mm-hmm. There is no team.
Thank you, sir.
I see.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Adam Schefter talking about the Commanders and what they're going to do on his podcast. He is stuck to his guns here and doubled down on what he's hearing, that Jaden Daniels is the most likely quarterback to end up in Washington.
The signs continue to point to Jaden Daniels going number two to Washington. So if we created some waves last week, here's some more waves. We're standing behind it right now. We'll see if anything changes in these last 2 weeks. And that would mean Caleb Williams goes one, Jaden Daniels goes two, and that would bring us to New England, which I think would have a decision to make as to whether it would take either Drake May or J.J. McCarthy. Now, let me say this. A lot of people talking about New England moving out of that spot. I don't know about that. I'm not going to tell you they won't. Of course they would for the right offer, but I think it's going to be challenging. I think for New England to trade out of that spot today, 2 weeks out, it's unlikely to happen because they're going to have to move back into a spot where they would lose out on the quarterback that they'd want. And there's going to be a team that has to give up a lot to get up to number three, because we all assume it to be the Minnesota Vikings with their double ones. So I think the first three teams stay where they are in all probability. And I think in all probability, it goes Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, New England's choice of QBs.
I'd be fascinated to know what he's hearing that's led him to be this confident that Jaden Daniels is going to. I you know what I mean? Like,
everybody else is, but his speculation is more informed.
Sure.
It's not a report, it's speculation, but it's more informed. He's talking to coaches and GMs all over the league, many of whom have worked with Peters and Newmark and other people in Washington's building. So I think he's able to pry into what they know about those guys, maybe past conversations as recently as before they got these new jobs in their buildings, what they thought about those players. My guess is he's got better info than most. He's still guessing. Nobody really knows. But his guess matters to me, and very few guesses matter to
me. Well, I guess let me try to rephrase it then. To not say this is a guess, to not say I'm not really sure, he's had multiple chances to quantify, to qualify, to backtrack, but he's gone pretty hard as far as the guesswork. Does that make sense? Like, we're not in the reporting realm. We haven't approached that threshold. But in the I'm a podcaster talking about the NFL mode, he's gone pretty hard that Jaden Daniels is the pick at number two. I wonder what he's heard that's made him confident enough to do that a couple times over, I guess is the way I'd phrase it.
Absolutely. I mentioned on the show, maybe it was yesterday, he's so tight with Kyle Shanahan, who's very tight with Peters. Like, those types of relationships are probably going to maybe help shape the intel that he has. But I certainly don't think Peters or Newmark or anybody in Washington's building is – texting Adam Schefter which way they're leaning at this point. I don't think that's what's happening. Let's go back to baseball as we continue our audio vault here on Grant and Danny. I'm a big Rowdy Tellez guy. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Rowdy Tellez, but he's this big, beefy, really a DH-only type who tries to play some first base. This is kind of like if I was a professional player, what I would want to look like. He's listed at 270. I'll eat my phone if he doesn't weigh more than that. But I'm a big Rowdy Tellez guy.
He would eat your phone, too.
He would probably enjoy it. There's an audio here we'll play of what you're going to hear is him walking up while the Pirates closer David Bednar is being interviewed by a bunch of reporters around his locker after he blew a save. And the conversation I actually want to have is, what do we think about this? Because fans booed Bednar, who's been an all-star, has been a really good player for the Pirates off the field. He's a fan favorite. People like him. And Telez comes up and essentially, playfully, not overly seriously, but kind of scolds Pirates fans to say, hey, let's not boo Pirates players. Like, that's a bad look. I mean, he's been there for 12 games and 39 at-bats, and he's essentially telling Pirates fans how he wants them to act as a veteran in the clubhouse. But you paid for your ticket. I'll never boo. I think booing's really stupid. But do you want players telling you what you should and shouldn't be doing in the crowd? I think that's a fun conversation we can have on the other side. This was Rowdy Telez the other day.
This is the pride of Pittsburgh to everybody. We don't do that out here. We're a good team. We're winning for a reason. We're going to get our man back on track. But what happened today is, I think, unacceptable. And we as a group in Pittsburgh got to be better. It's an all-star for a reason. And we just have to be better. So that being said, two-time All-Star.
David, I know it's a little emotional. What does it mean to have your guys like that behind you right now?
No, it's huge. Obviously, there's peaks and valleys through every season. And,
we're going to jump in here because this isn't overly important to the discussion. But, look, again, Telez is just a dude's dude. Great clubhouse guy. Love him. Good leadership there. It was a cool moment. What do you make of a player kind of saying, we don't boo here. Like, let's not do that. That's a dumb thing to do.
So I want to parse it up a little bit further, if you don't mind. Saying, let's not boo this guy, I love that. That's your two-time All-Star for a closer for a 9-3 team right now. Like, he's not having a great start to the season. In fact, it's been a terrible start to the season. He's has been scored on, I think, in three of his five appearances, talking about Bednar, and there's a struggle going on there. Give him a chance to work out his struggles. There's a great track record of a dude that has been absolutely nails for 3 years for this club. Don't boo him, I think, is something that I love a teammate sticking up for another teammate right there. I think that's awesome, right? Now, when you start doing into the we don't do that here, what do you mean we? You've been here for what, 15, 20 minutes? Like, I'm not sure that you're a we yet. We're on the way for you to be weeing, but I think that might be a little bit aggressive. But if you're asking me on a binary, do I like a guy getting someone's back like that? Amen, kind of all into it.
Oh, I love right him there. Grabbing his teammates back. I think in general, you know, even though I'm asking the questions, I like it all the way around because I happen to agree as well. I think the idea of booing a good, successful player with a track record who's beloved in the community, in the clubhouse, like does everything the right way, I think that's tired anyway. But I also know that when you start to say things like that, fans get in their feels. Whether it's, you know, back in the day when I would get upset when people would leave early during the playoffs or whatever, I mean, people still get angry at me or still hate me because
never forgave us for that, by the way.
I thought it was a bad bit, and now it's called fan shaming or whatever. So I think there's a convo to have there, which is that really where you want to go 2 weeks into being in a new city if you're Rowdy Telez, where you start telling fans what they should and shouldn't be doing? But I do like that he grabbed his teammates back for sure. Finally, to close out the audio vault, baseball heavy, something amazing happened last night. It was apparently Siblings Day. Did you know that?
I did not until I saw the story.
I didn't either. Did you text your sister and wish her a happy Siblings Day?
So you know what? I haven't had a chance to return it yet yesterday, but she called me last night. And I'm wondering if that was why.
It's very possible.
Yeah.
Maybe you should call her back and ask her. I mean, today could be Siblings Day for you guys. Like, you don't have to only call her on Siblings Day. But in an amazing turn of events, Bo Naylor and Josh Naylor both hit 400-foot monster home runs in the same inning. They are 24- and 26-year-old brothers. They did it on Siblings Day. Not too shabby.
Sometimes.
There's a high drive, deep center field. It's not coming back all the way into the bullpen. Josh Naylor with his second home run in as many games. Center field deep. Fletcher back on the track. Out of room. Out of here. Back come the Guardians on one swing of the bat by Bo Naylor. The home run brothers for Cleveland here in the fourth.
How about that?
That's pretty cool. And they're hitting back to back in the order, too. That's like extra layers. I mean, of course, that's happened. You know, we're like brothers have played in the big leagues for the same team. And we mentioned earlier in the segment, Cal and Billy Ripken. pretty good double play combo there up the middle. You know, stuff like that's really neat. But how, like, it's so random, of course, that it's on National Siblings Day. Every day is a day. That happened to be that one. You know, it could be like guys with last name that starts with the letter N day, and those guys hit a couple of bombs. But that's really cool.
That's your audio vault. Some of the best audio I could find searching the web.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.